Well, okay, America, we are blessed and privileged again to have with us the Kendrick brothers. And as you who are followers of your friendly neighborhood hatchet man, Brother Craig, you know we in the Christian Conservative Constitutional Coalition, we love these movies. And these fine gentlemen, they have put out Fireproof, Courageous, Facing the Giants, Flywheel, and now coming up, August 28th, they've done it again, folks, War Room. And we just want to say welcome and thank you. And you guys, and I wonder, are you guys twins?
We are not.
You guys
like
look
a lot
alike.
Looking if we were twins, but no, we're actually 3 years, we're 3 years apart. But
okay.
We love each other and love working together.
Okay, yeah, and and it's obvious that you guys work together quite well, and War Room is really not like what in modern Hollywood one would think of a movie called War Room. So, you know, you guys go ahead and take the ball and run with it.
Well, this is Alex. War Room follows an analogy. We start with a military war room, and the movie opens with scenes from Vietnam. And you see a war room where the military leaders meet. They look at what their enemy is doing. They come up with a strategy, call in the resources, and disseminate the plan to the troops in the field. So we equate that analogy with how the Christian life is. But too often in our Christian lives, we run out and face our battles, our issues, you know, personal dilemmas with our own logic. We get in over our head,
yes,
and then we run to God as if it's God's fault, saying, God, where are you and what are you doing? What Scripture's teaching us is go to the Lord first in prayer. We need to spend time in our prayer rooms, our prayer closet, wherever it is. That's our war room. You go to the Lord first, and you form your strategy, and then you face your issues. And Matthew 6, verse 6 says, when you pray, go into your inner room and shut the door and pray to your Father in heaven, and your Father who sees what's done in secret will reward you. So God wants that personal time with him, and we go to him first. And when we do that, we get our priorities in order, and God has his rightful place, and we all certainly know God can do far more than we can do in our own strength.
Yeah, yeah. And you not only are you guys having this this war room analogy, but you have an actual Bible teacher and an author in her film debut. So
that's,
I mean,
exactly,
that's
right.
That's amazing.
Priscilla Shire is we love Priscilla Shire, the daughter of Tony Evans. We got to know her on Courageous and had an incredible friendship with her and her husband Jerry. And when we were writing War Room, we knew that the story had to be told from an African-American perspective. We love the passion. Mm-hmm. We love the humor. We love the wit. And we were thinking, who do we know that would be able to believe in the message but use this platform for good? And so we asked Priscilla to audition. She had not done acting in film before. And we saw some raw talent there right away. Mm. We brought in a professional acting coach that worked with her, and Priscilla learned in about 2 weeks what many actors learn in about a year, mm-hmm, or 2 years, and she did an incredible job in the film. People won't be disappointed.
Yeah. You know, some things just can't be faked.
That's right.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, and that's smart filmmaking to get someone that is going to do this naturally, that already understands the war room mentality from a Christian perspective. And
well, and Priscilla, there's a scene in the movie where her character Elizabeth kicks the devil out of her house. She gets so angry because she realizes that she's fighting with her husband and the devil is actually having a heyday in her family, mm-hmm, trying to destroy her family. And so she realizes what's going on, and she gets mad, and she kicks the devil out of her house. And we prayed with Priscilla beforehand and said, we want this to be real, you know. And so when people see that performance, it will give you chills when you see that scene.
Yeah, yeah. And now also another thing that's really smart, you guys have an entire, not a book, but you have a book series that's set to be released to coincide with the film's release, actually about 3 weeks prior to the release of the film.
Well, the reason we do that is, for us, making a movie is not just about entertaining people. We want to use it as a platform to introduce truth, to call them to a deeper walk with the Lord. So once they see the movie, they'll say, wow, I now have a visual picture of what it looks like to fight in prayer. Now, how can I develop my own prayer strategies from Scripture? So we have a book called The Battle Plan for Prayer. Mm-hmm. We take biblical principles and verses where you can easily pray those over yourself, your marriage, your children and family, and understand what prayer is and what it is not. In other words, God is not just a genie in a lamp. We don't just rub the side and say, God, give me what Amen. I want. He's a God. He's on the throne. We need to honor him as God, but we can seek him, take our requests to him, and certainly when we walk in faith, he can do incredible things. So we talk about that in the Battle Plan for Prayer book, and then we have other books for teenagers and young children to introduce concepts of prayer from Scripture to them as well. And so we have a book called This Means War for teenagers, and then a younger book called Prayer Works for elementary students that they can journal and talk about what Scripture says about prayer. So we want to arm people with as much as we can to help them take their next step of faith in their prayer life.
And you even have a little children's toddler's book, Peter's Perfect Prayer Place. We're getting all those P's together. Hopefully I'm not popping my P's today. Peter's Perfect Prayer Place.
That's great.
Yeah, so
we believe prayer is one of the most powerful yet underutilized weapons that God has given us in the church. The reason Joshua and Israel defeated Jericho was because he started off on his knees before the commander of the Lord's army getting the battle strategy. The reason Esther was able to flip the political system of the day was because they fasted and prayed for 3 days before she went in before the king. Jesus prayed all night before he called his 12 disciples. The church was in prayer for Peter before he was rescued from prison. And so those are illustrations of fighting your battles in prayer first. So we would tell people, what are the things you're worried about right now? What are the issues you're going through right now? Get out a sheet of paper and write down specific things, specific prayer requests, and you begin praying about those things, laying them before the Lord, and asking God to step in and work in power. And you pray it for his glory, not for your own glory. And just sit back and get ready to watch God work, because he will defend his own reputation as Jehovah Jireh, our provider, as our healer, and some prayer requests he'll answer right away, and some it may be weeks, some of it may be years, but God knows the perfect time to respond to each request.
Yeah. And, you know, I think it's powerful that you have, of these books, of these, six books here, three of them are children's books. And where is the greatest battle except, you know, the battle, the war over the souls of our children?
That's absolutely right. And we, Alex has six children. I have six children. Our older brother Shannon has seven kids. And we pray that God will not only save them and draw them to him, but that they will be mighty for the Lord, that they'll grow up and be godly. And one of the things that we've learned is that if we can teach our children how to pray, then their faith won't just be an intellectual process where they can defend what they believe, you know, logically. They will have experienced God's power through answered prayer in their lives, and that defies the logic of the world. When we can pray, kind of like Elijah up on the mountain, you know, it's our God against your God. When our God answers prayer, it makes it really clear who's alive and well in heaven.
Yeah. And, it, you know, and so this is going to be hopefully a repeat of, speaking of heaven, Heaven is for Real, okay, which was a movie that really just took the country by storm.
It did, and you know, it's our prayer that these movies will, again, awaken and stir something in people, that they desire a relationship with God, and certainly that's what we're praying for this new movie, War Room, and that people will leave and they'll say, man, I've got a better picture of what it means to fight in prayer and who the real enemy is. You know, your spouse is not your enemy, but we do have an enemy, and he wants to remain hidden, and to identify who he is and use prayer and the Word of God to stand strong is something that believers in our culture really need.
Yeah, and, you know, the institution of marriage is another place, just like our children. It's really beleaguered, and anyone that does not think that there is a war going on, hey, this is just powerful, and we just want to say thank you so much for all that you do, your years of putting out fine, wonderful, excellent movies. And, you know, we're really happy that you guys who started so early and young, way back in the days of Super 88 film, we're happy that Hollywood didn't snatch you guys up.
Well, we're not impressed with the hearts and the values of Hollywood. You know, they get it wrong pretty consistently.
Yeah.
And so we want people to be able to watch our films. And like War Room, we deal with real issues, but we do it in a way that is not going to be a stumbling block to young children or trample your faith in the process. So this movie is safe for the whole family, mm-hmm. But we deal with real issues in the movie. It is an emotional roller coaster. People are laughing, they're crying, they're challenged by the storyline. But it's a fun movie. I'm very grateful. This one is getting the highest test screening scores of any of our films, and so we think people are going to be pleasantly surprised when they see War Room in theaters.
Yeah, now that's powerful, because you guys have really set the bar pretty high. No one would ever think that a group of folks from a church had made these movies. These movies, the movies that you've made in the past, they really, really do have Hollywood quality without the Hollywood baggage. So I'm anxiously waiting. And now, can people go to a website to view a trailer or anything for folks like me who just can't wait until August 28th?
Yeah, they can go to warroomthemovie.com, warroomthemovie.com. We also have a Facebook page for War Room the Movie. And watch the trailer and several video clips, and download resources, and find out where it's showing in theaters near them. And and again, we're so excited about what the Lord could do with this to call us back to prayer and raise up a generation who knows the Lord, walks with Him with their whole heart, and is ready to do battle in prayer.
Okay, now do you have a place where church groups can maybe communicate with you? So rather than one-on-one, there's, you know, maybe, you know, anywhere from 20 to 2,000 folks. That's a powerful way to build an audience for a Christian movie through church groups. You have anything like that through your website?
Yes. On warroomthemovie.com, there's a group showing section where they can sign up and go as a group. If it's not even coming to their city or their local theater, if they will pre-buy enough tickets through that group showing section on the warroomthemovie.com webpage, then they can get the movie brought to their local theater. And then on warroommovieresources.com, that website, which is connected off of the main website as well, that one has resources that churches can use to disciple their people in prayer. There's a War Room curriculum that's already available that has 5 clips from the movie that a pastor can preach through, or a Bible study group or Sunday school group can show clips and do the Bible studies connected to that. And then there's going to be a follow-up prayer training curriculum for churches called the Battle Plan for Prayer Bible Study. And so it is our hope that when the emotion of watching the movie wears off, that people are on a path towards discipleship, that they're learning how to get trained in spiritual warfare, and that there's lasting fruit that comes from the movie watching experience.
This is powerful. You guys really are watchmen on the wall. Thank you so much.
We hope that's what we want to be. Thank you for what you do, too. Yes.
Well, it's an honor and a privilege to have you guys as guests here at The Really Real Deal. So God bless you, and we wish this movie much success. And we'll be sure to play this interview quite a few times. So God bless you, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. Great talking with you.
Yeah, same here. Good talking to you guys again. I'm looking forward already to your next movie.
Sounds good.
Thanks, yeah, man. You guys take care. Thank you now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, all right, America, that's the Kendrick Brothers. Hey, August 28th is the movie War Room. August 3rd, the books come out. Check it out. And we will see you next time here on The Really Real Deal. And we thank you for joining us.